What's trending right now is there's been a plane accident in Arizona. It involves a private jet that belongs to Vince Neil from Motley Crue. That jet veered off a runway in Arizona, crashed into another plane. These are private jets. One person lost their life. That's the pilot of the jet owned by Motley Crue lead singer Vince Neil. His girlfriend was on board with her friend. Again, that veered off the runway. It was Scottsdale Airport in Arizona. Vince Neil's girlfriend and her friend Ashley both survived, but serious injuries. There were some pet dogs on board the plane as well. They're fine. The band confirmed in a statement that the pilot was killed in that crash and that they'll be involved in the efforts to help with the family. And, of course, investigation and all that is underway. That in Arizona. Plastic straws. So the president said Monday he is banning federal use of paper straws, saying they don't work, they don't last very long. Instead, he wants the government to exclusively move to plastic. I didn't know straws were a governmental thing. Right. I know that retailers, I mean, wherever you get straws, right?
Mm-hmm.
Generally, they're there, you take them, whatever. Some stores, some chains went ahead and said, okay, we're going to go for environmental reasons because we want to be responsible. We go to paper, it dissolves better, doesn't get stuck in the turtles. And so that became, the government got involved when they started to ban plastic straws. So Trump, in his anti-Biden raging policy, declared President Joe Biden's policy dead in a social media post over the weekend. And so the move by the current president has long rallied against paper straws, and in his 2019 reelection campaign sold Trump branded reusable plastic straws where you could get a pack of 10 for $15. So anyhow, it does target a Biden administration policy to phase out federal purchases of single use plastics, including straws, food service options and stuff like that. So I don't know where you get your federal straws from.
Who knew?
But it's a big, bold move by the president, who is very big on the executive orders. I think today is the day Google changes the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Just if,
oh, really?
If you're curious and you want to check it out. And Jen, I know you were asking the other day. You said Google still had it as Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah,
I think they're making the move today to change it to Gulf of America on Google Maps. So
now it's going to take me a minute to find it. Because,
sure.
Yeah. I'm looking.
It's looking, under this looking, state and to the side of that one.
Under this state over there, yeah.
way down.
Still keep says going. Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, so I don't know.
How do I refresh?
I don't know if Google, if they're doing a ceremony with it or something like that. But I think that's it today that they would make that happen.
Going to the Super Bowl and did the declaration, right?
Yeah, but then, you know, there's a lot of paperwork that's got to happen. You got to put some code in, and you know how that happens with Google.
Oh, yeah, code. So yeah, that's a lot.
That should go well. Mm-hmm. Numbers in for the Super Bowl, most watched ever. Second quarter, I think, between 135 and 136 million people watching at once.
Wow.
For the Super Bowl. That was the height, on average, 126 million viewers. And yes, a lot of people watch Kendrick, headliner for the halftime.
Heard round the world.
Yep. And Drake was in Australia and did. See, he was ranting about his exes, and yeah, I probably didn't sit well with him even on the other side of the planet. So there's that. Here's one for you. I know you've been looking for anything for Valentine's Day, heart-themed, heart-shaped, whatever. There's a Domino's in the UK that has launched a pepperoni-inspired perfume for Valentine's Day. So if you love pizza as much as Western New York does, maybe we need to import that. Domino's and their pepperoni-inspired perfume. Oh, de passion.
I want to take a bite out of you.
It smells like pepperoni, and yeah, happy Valentine's Day. I'd like a slice. I don't know how that works, but whatever it takes. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 728.